In August of 1965, race riots destroyed much of Watts in Los Angeles. Now, 25 years later, the TNT cable network is showing a new made-for-TV movie about the Watts riots. It's called Heatwave. Television critic David Biancooley has this review.
Most docudrama filmmakers screw up by spending too much time recreating news footage and too little time creating or recreating characters that are worth caring about. Heatwave doesn't make that mistake. It's written by historian Robert Lazarow, so the facts are believable. But so are the people whose stories he tells. First of all, Heatwave chooses the single best perspective from which to dramatize what happened in Watts on those hot August days and nights. The usual points of view, the police chief, the mayor, and other power brokers, are tossed away. Instead, Heatwave tells its story by sticking with a young black man named Robert Richardson, a Watts resident who works in the mailroom of the Los Angeles Times. When the riots break out, the Times editors, played by David Strathairn and Adam Arkin, realize that their all-white reporting staff can't get access to Watts without risking attack. That's where Richardson, played by Blair Underwood of L.A. Law, steps in.
Thomas, I live in Watts. It would be very easy for me to enter the riot area and report back everything I see.
Who the hell are you?
This is Richardson from the mailroom.
I took journalism courses in college. I can quote you Ambrose Bierce and Edward R. Murrow chapter and verse. I'm a messenger at this paper because it was the only way I could get a job.
Listen, kid, because you're a Negro does not make you a reporter. I need a journalist, not an opportunist. I cannot use you.
You can't use me? I just saved two of your white reporters' asses.
What about Wilson at UPR?
What about me?
You're not qualified.
All due respect, sir, I'm the only one in this entire building who is qualified.
Richardson does get the job, of course, and his articles focus on the individual faces and stories that make up the angry mob. Heatwave does the same thing. But, though all its characters are drawn into the Watts uprising, not all of them are angry. In fact, two are absolutely charming. Cicely Tyson plays Richardson's pious grandmother, and James Earl Jones plays a member of the church who patiently but persistently woos her. Their scenes together are delightful.
I know that today is a family day, Ruth Anna. And I don't want to bother you, but I had to come over here and tell you, you look absolutely radiant.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jackson. I certainly appreciate the compliment.
The church is having a barbecue for us older folks who have lost our beloved ones.
Uh-huh.
And I would be honored if you would escort me to the festivities.
It is my understanding that the barbecue in question is for those looking to re-enter the matrimonial bond. That, Mr. Jackson, does not include me.
Kevin Hooks directs these quiet scenes as effectively as the riot scenes. And by focusing on Richardson, Heatwave gets to explore his particular moral dilemma. Whether he is an opportunist, or whether, by reporting and writing the story for a white newspaper, he's putting the riots in a perspective that no one else could. It makes for a powerful TV drama, though for sheer intensity, nothing matches the actual news footage which is interspersed throughout Heatwave. But this docudrama does what Richardson did. It tells the story well and puts it all in perspective.
David Biancooley is television critic for the New York Post.